Even though the candidates knew the south side of San Antonio is traditionally an election day voting crowd, each seemed convinced of the outcome moments after the polls closed at 7 p.m.
What a relief, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Nelson Wolf entered his campaign party at Mi Tierra with a smile on his face just after early voting totals were returned, saying his 4,000-vote lead in the early totals was too big a spread for challenger Tommy Atkinson to catch up.
Well, it looks very good. Too early to declare any victory, but with 56.42, about a 13-point lead, it'll be hard for him to overcome it, but we want to see how the vote goes today. And I was at the polls earlier today and looked very positive.
Atkinson, meanwhile, seemed resigned to defeat after early voting tabulations were received. But he kept watching Election Day numbers coming in right through the evening.
I don't know. The way I like to look at it is there's still enough room for a different result than what you might have here.
At the realization that his opponent's lead might indeed be too wide to catch, Atkinson expressed disappointment that the vocal support he heard from people throughout the campaign did not translate into a win.
People giving you a thumbs up, telling you they're with you, but to have all this positive affirmation and not believe that it can't be manifest in the votes is real hard to believe.
Flanked by State Senator Leticia Van de Put, former mayors Phil Hardberger and Howard Peak, and current Mayor Julian Castro, Wolf declared victory shortly before 10 p.m. He said although the two opponents have had differences over the past month or so, especially, he hopes for Atkinson's support in the general election.
I think we'll be okay, but you know, assuming the vote goes like it is now, well, let's see what Tommy's attitude is. I've supported him in every endeavor he's ever made except this one.
Wolf faces Republican challenger Carlton Soles in November. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.